Why? Why are rich, successful men suddenly going out and trying to have sex with lots of women?
Tiger Woods was only the most prevalent, but our data shows that the numbers are growing. David Letterman and before that, Bill Clinton. There's a pattern here, people.
Why would a man who's famous and makes tons of money use that to try and have sex with lots of different women? And these rich celebrities have perfectly good wives at home. Why would they even think of sex with others? Damn it! I want answers!
We believe that it may be an outbreak of sex addiction, sir.
Sex a woo-hoo?
It's a new phenomenon we don't completely understand yet, but it seems to make people different. Of course, we all know the normal healthy male thinks only of sex occasionally and has no desire for sex with multiple partners.
Yeah, that's right, of course.
Definitely true.
Yes, we all know that. Go on.
But in the sex addict, their entire lives are consumed with thoughts of wanting more and more. The mere sight of an attractive woman can make him think about sex with her.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, second week in a row, don't I feel special, brother Will Papagiorgio.
Boy, howdy.
And the beautiful and talented Matt Ganoza.
Hello.
More beauty than talent, or is it the other way around?
Eat it.
Joining us later today will be one Joel Goldstein.
Hello.
Whenever he decides to stroll. Huh?
Yeah, Joel will, you know, he's mosey his acid at some point. And he's bringing his girlfriend, Gwen, so this is a treat even for me, because we can pretty much just grill them about their sex life for 30 minutes, and that's our show. You can contact us if you want, 703-560-TALK. We really don't want to talk to you, but if you insist, if you want to be a bastard, call in at 703-560-TALK. Again, you can listen to us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Find archives of the show at inpapasbasement.com, and tweet us at papasbasement. All right, gentlemen, I think the highlight for me out of this week's bunch of news items, correct me if I'm wrong, is Jesse James, the husband of one Sandra Bullock, America's sweetheart, America's new sweetheart, now that Julia Roberts is just too long in the tooth and no one wants to look at her.
Well, I had no idea this is like the first time she actually won an Oscar. So she's like peaking as this is happening.
Like literally
peaking and then rapidly declining.
It would be personally like learning your wife is pregnant after you've wanted kids for 10 years and then the next day you learn Patrick Ewing's the father. I mean, it's pretty bad. For those that don't know, you got Bullock, great, she's a decent actress, right? I don't give a goddamn about her, but she's fine.
She's got her. You mean fine as an actress, right?
Oh, I don't mean like smoking piece of ass fine. No. She's the definition of average broad in front of a camera.
Well, she's got her daddy's face, but she's got a great body.
Who's her dad?
I don't know. They look alike, apparently, in the face.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm saying like she's got a great body. You cannot.
I guess, man.
Oh, come on.
Spit out the gum.
Miss Congeniality?
Okay, here's a pop quiz.
Yeah, who's seen that movie?
I haven't seen it.
Neither have I.
And Matt just sits there.
Stands alone. Like Godsmack.
He stands alone, sir. Okay. Long story short, there's a fake twat of a wannabe bad boy by the name of Jesse James. Jesse came to prominence. He was actually a bodyguard for Danzig, apparently, for a little bit. That's maybe the only cool thing he's ever done.
I was going to say, that's the only thing that actually makes me respect him.
Yeah, I heard that, and I was like, that's kind of badass. Well, he's done two things. He bodyguarded for Danzig, and one of the only porn stars I think is actually attractive, Janine Lindemuehler.
Yeah, he married her.
Married her and knocked that up.
I should have stayed married to her.
Yeah, she's another tattooed whore.
But she's hotter than Sandra Bullock.
She's in prison.
She just got out.
She just got out? Okay.
Yeah, to star in Blackballed 2.
Yeah.
Or whatever her interracial porn series is called.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, she's like trying to stay away because she lost custody of their kid.
Maybe she did. All I know is she was like Strictly Girls for a long time, and then all of a sudden it was a lot of banging dudes.
Yeah, because that's where the money is, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They get paid less for lesbian stuff.
I wouldn't doubt it. Wouldn't doubt it. So, Jesse's story, he's exactly got a friggin' porn star ex. And somehow,
and another one,
and another ex who
before
had
that.
Two kids with that one. So he's got three kids on his resume so far.
Three kids, two marriages. Looks like white trash.
He's just a scuzzy looking dude. Like if James Hetfield weren't successful and didn't have a beard, he would be Jesse James.
He does kind of look like Hetfield now, and they're probably about the same age.
Yeah. How old's Het?
40, early 40s.
Then, yeah. Jesse's like 3-4 years younger, maybe.
Yeah, he looks pretty effing old.
He is haggard, is the word.
Yeah, Het was a severe alcoholic, though, so he's aged.
I'm sure
water.
Jesse James is as well.
I would not
he
put...
He probably has hepatitis or something. Small tattoos.
I would not put alcoholism or hepatitis past one Jesse James.
Or Matthews, for that matter.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I feel. You know, for a while, this was apparently a semi-romantic story to broads, because Sandra Bullock meets him taking her, like, nephew,
yeah.
I want to say, to... He wants to meet the dip-ass who makes these fancy motorbikes.
Or he had a show, like Monster Garage. I never saw
West
it.
West Coast Choppers.
West Coast Choppers.
Is that
no,
it?
No,
it was Monster Garage.
It was Monster Garage, yeah.
No, it's West Coast Choppers. Is
West
like
Coast,
the Tuttles,
like,
right?
It was like Paul Sr.
Yeah,
the
Tuttles.
Yeah.
It was the decent one.
Monster Garage.
I think
Garage
that was the
Jesse.
Rip-off. And I think I remember one time he was on Mike O'Mara's show, and he was pissed about that.
Really?
Because I guess, you know, West Coast Chopper or Orange County Choppers or whatever the hell it's called is
something.
Like,
it's just one of those horrible shows that I never gave a crap about.
Yeah,
I could have cared less.
It's just awful reality television.
Yeah,
but
he's one of those like tier four celebs that I know their name and I know nothing about what they've done, and I don't care either.
I didn't know who he was until like he was on Mike's show because he had some show on Spike.
Oh,
he's
a total prick, right? Or no, just he was a dick when it was Don and Mike. Like one time, there's a Don and Mike interview, and he was
into the junkies
D-bag.
Too. Like I remember they said that before they interviewed him, like mm-hmm. they had to like be really careful with him because I guess yeah.
He needed his ego stroke big time because he's a nothing.
It wasn't even
goddamn
that.
Goddamn
I don't
nothing,
know.
Man.
I think like the junkies asked him about like Sandra Bullock's vag or something. He got pissed.
Whatever. Like he has anything more interesting to say than what's it like to bang Speed 2. You know, that's it. That's all he's got going for him. So it's the whole thing where I guess a lot of broads bought into the, oh, she's softened the bad boy. She's tamed the bad boy.
Yeah, well, see how that worked.
Yeah, for not only that, he's a fake bad boy. You want a bad boy, get a meth-running MS-13 guy who's going to machete off your hands if he catches you cybering with someone else. You know, that's, don't be all half-assed about it, ladies.
No, like, tattoos do not make you hard.
Yeah, and broads are just so goddamn dumb about that stuff. It's like, oh, he's got a tattoo, he rides a bike. You know, anyone can do that with a long weekend and 5K to burn.
Out of shape and could get his ass kicked by almost anybody.
Yeah, just nothing really bad boy exactly about him.
No, he's like one of those, oh, I want to drive really fast on Spike TV and do all kinds of stupid ass.
Exactly. Howard Stern's a bad boy.
Kinda. Howard Stern.
Howard Stern's more of a bad boy than that.
He just has a big mouth.
Howard Stern at least like incurs fines and does that kind of stuff.
That is true.
Yeah. So it breaks when, Will? Tuesday?
No, I don't know. I don't keep. Maybe Tuesday or Wednesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday. That Sandra Bullock has canceled all promotion in London. Like, there's a whole UK premiere of The Blind Side now. I guess because it's an Oscar-winning picture. Like before, they wouldn't have thought to bring such, you know, pablum overseas, but because it won an Oscar for her performance,
yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
They're like, screw it, we just got a UK market. At least a few dumbasses will watch this now. And she cancels, and they apparently cancel the whole promotion and airing of that movie in the UK because she bails.
Oh wow!
Yeah, like it tanked the whole distribution of this film.
I didn't know that. I just thought she didn't attend the premiere. That's all.
No, like because she didn't attend the premiere, they're like, ah, F it.
Wow.
It was just because she got her little Oscar.
So pretty much her career just peaked for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, one. Maybe one or two, yeah.
And then all of this like just cascaded.
So people are like, why the hell is it? Well, it comes out pretty much simultaneously that Jesse James was cheating.
Shocker.
Yeah. Shocked. Exactly. This tattooed freak, while his wife is out...
I mean,
making
they
the
just
blind
look
side
so
for
mismatched.
Four.
Like, when you see them next to each other on the red carpet, it's like, what, she pick up, like, a strip club bouncer or something? Because
yeah.
She can't find a date?
No, it looks like a guy, like, maybe at age 17 when she was in Daytona, she sucked him off. You know, completely loaded on tequila. That's it. That's not someone you keep around the house. And even in her goddamn Oscar acceptance speech, she's going on thanking her mom about teaching her not to judge based on appearances. And she says a line to the effect of, that's how I could end up married to that. And then they pan over to the criminal. Yeah. It's like, my wiener went in that.
Yeah, he was crying.
Oh,
was he? I'm sure he was. Like, he's like, yeah, this gravy train with biscuit wheels is about to derail, baby.
But does it say how it came out? Like, this bee just went to the tabloids or something? I guess so.
I really don't know how it leaked, but it comes out that he's banging this broad. And Matt, what are you indicating, by the way? He keeps pointing.
Dude, the mic smells. Stinks.
Oh, welcome to radio. People are dirty in radio, and they put their mouth on the mic.
Was someone practicing oral on this thing?
I thought that one smelled too. Here's Mr. Goldstein. Hey, what's up? And Gwen is here. Guys, you get to share a microphone like two lovers with an ice cream. Pull it over. Let me pot you up. Everybody, Joel and lover Gwen have entered. You can. There you go.
There we go.
All right. Nice. Go. There's the voice we're all making the big bucks with.
Yes. The man is here.
Oh, so we were just discussing the Jesse James Sandra Bullock saga and how Gwen, it's extra specially horrible if your man is cheating if it's with a dirty, scuzzy whore. Like, that's, you look at, you when the pictures of Michelle Bombshell, the chick, I'm sure that was her birth name, by the way.
Can we stop calling her that? Because she's not a bombshell.
Yeah, I mean,
I second that.
I'd have her on a dare. Don't get me wrong.
She's hot. Like, that's too much ink. Like, even for me.
Like, the body would have been decent. Yeah.
She's a good-looking chick without all that crap, man. Like,
she's not
good-looking.
She's got, like, a trimish frame. Are those real?
No, they're fake. Got the Terry nipples going on. You can see the scars.
Oh, the Franken nipples?
So I was doing research last night on, like, celebrity blogs and, like, the superficial had like uncensored, topless pictures of her.
Yeah,
and you can definitely tell those things were like cut out and like stapled back on,
possibly backwards, possibly upside down.
Peter Griffin dropped a pepperoni on there. Yeah, just decided to leave it in.
But Gwen, I mean, it's one thing like if you learn Joel is screwing around, but then you find it's like just tattooed whorezilla.
I don't know what I would do. I'd be like, couldn't you find a cuter babe?
Yeah, and the best part is she...
I mean, at least find a cute check.
Yeah, and they were raw dogging. Like, that makes it even better.
Wait, how do you know that?
It somehow got, like, when Bombshell, because I forgot her stupid real Irish last name.
Well, I think it's McGee.
I have a feeling you are on celebritygossip.com. I mean, come on, where do you find this information?
I was on The Superficial and, what?
TMZ.
What would Tyler Durden do?
TMZ is totally always right about everything.
Yeah.
Well, no, the best is the dirty. Then. They'll find out stuff that do like before it breaks through mainstream media.
Really?
Yeah, like because I guess it's always follows like all those club people, so they knew about like the Tiger Woods thing and all that before it
months
breaks.
Ago.
Yeah,
yeah. But I think that is maybe what makes it so funny to me because you see a lot of the Tiger Woods women, and other than
nastier than his wife.
Well, it's like other than
Jamie Jungers, she's attractive.
Yeah, at least some of them are like kind of like classy whore hot, you know. Like you can tell they're tramps, but they're tramps in like a classy way. It's not. I am trying to break Houston's 500 person gangbang record, which the tat face, and I mean she really does look like a gang member with that much ink.
Looks like the MS-13.
I was just gonna say we were watching an MS-13 special last night, like during commercials in the Maryland game. And, yeah, she looked like MS-13 ink.
What, they were actually, like, running a warning or something?
Oh, yeah, Matt Talley, it was just a special about MS-13 yeah, about action in Herndon, VA. It was pretty tight, actually.
Herndon's
yeah.
ghetto as ass. That's where my gym is.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else really enraged me, other than she referred to Jesse James as the vanilla gorilla, because he's apparently that big down there. And since I hate Jesse James, that pissed me off. It's also come to light she might be into white power. Like, they have pictures of the chick posing in Nazi regalia.
Yeah, and then she has, like, WP tattooed on her legs.
Which
Pull up a picture of this chick. I need to see what
Okay, here. Well, hold on.
It's kind of like a superficial or whatever.
He's got a full layout.
Superficial.com.
The superficial.
Good stuff. Here, walk around. Go ahead and have fun.
Checking her out.
Take a look. There's the bod.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Clearly not a Sandra Bullock.
No, she is literally the anti-Sandra Bullock.
She's just like the female version of Jesse James.
Yeah,
I mean, if she was going to get that many tattoos, then why didn't she just cover the tat?
She looks like the chick from Miami.
She just should have covered the boobs.
No, that's disgusting.
She's such a low rent Kat Von D.
Yeah,
she looks
kind of like Kat Von D.
She's
kind of a vampire.
She's poor man's Kat Von D.
Kat Von D.
She is a vampire.
Actually, the term
is
homeless
man.
Homeless man.
Joel is doing the right thing by hiding right now.
What? I've seen pictures of her already.
I have. Okay.
What if this leads Sandra?
They're on my desktop, baby.
What if this leads Sandra to commit suicide?
No.
Oh,
I mean, how funny would that be?
That is not funny.
That would be the best movie of the week on network
TV. This is what happens when you beat Meryl Streep at the Oscars.
Yeah.
And then your man cheats on you. The vanilla gorilla.
The vanilla gorilla.
They will call it the vanilla gorilla.
And I hate D-bags, and I especially hate D-bags when I learn that they're well hung. Because...
That's the worst.
Yeah. God, it makes me want to punch him in the face. Because if I were vanilla anything, I'd be like the vanilla monkey from Outbreak. You know, that's how I am down there. I got nothing doing.
Vanilla chimp.
But I'm trying to think if Sandra Bullock would have preferred Jesse James cheating with this broad or like Dikembe Mutombo. I think Mutombo might have been less offensive.
What's the quote that Mutombo says? Like, Mutombo's here to party or something?
Who wants to sex Dikembe?
Who wants to sex Mutombo?
Who wants Dikembe?
Where was that from?
He barely just walks into a room and says that because he can't speak English.
That's his best. Oh, no, he's fluent in everything, but like
now.
He just has that big, like, Cookie Monster voice. And so he walked, like, into college parties at G-Town. He would walk in and be like,
who wants to sex Mutombo?
That's great. I mean, I wish I had a line like that. Certainly don't. Who wants to
say
what?
I didn't quite get the.
I said, who wants to sex Mutombo?
So
I said, who wants to sex Papa? And they kicked me right off the playground, you know?
God, you're disgusting.
So it doesn't work. You have to be tall and black to pull that line. But it just, to me, this has to be every broad's worst nightmare. And for my money, she almost, I don't want to sound like a prick, but Gwen, does she kind of get what's coming to her? Because the guy is such a dirty SOB to begin with, and he's got...
She could have done so much better.
Thank you.
I'm not exactly sure what she sees in him.
She has bad self-esteem. And first of all, it's not a nightmare. It's just a reality check that you're dating a piece of crap.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think she's very... like the way she holds... The way Sandra Bullock holds herself... is very, you can tell, she's definitely, you're right, she definitely has this, like, low self-esteem
thing. White trash.
Oh.
Bro, she's white
trash.
She's
from here.
She's from Arlington.
She's from here.
Oh, God.
She can still be
white
trash.
White trash from Arlington? I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. But she's very, I just get this,
she's just very sweet and
got a Nova inferiority complex.
Look, nobody deserves... Nobody deserves what he did.
But what he did is so much less bad than what Tiger Woods did. It's just one chick. It's not 30. You know?
Oh, excuse me. When there's one, there's more.
Yeah, but
when
maybe.
There's
not
one, there's
all
more
the
one.
Time.
When there's one.
No, because I think they'd be coming out of the woodwork like as we speak, the way it happened to Tiger.
They've been trained.
It was like one,
the
next day there's five.
They probably have come out of the woodwork, but I mean, you're comparing Tiger Woods to Jesse James. Like, nobody gives a
Jesse
crap
James
about Jesse James.
Can't buy him off. Yeah, but I mean, it's. People care about
Tiger
Sandra
Bullock. Worth a billion
Jesse James is more than famous enough to get the same low rent snatch that
course.
Tiger on average was
like
getting.
Cocktail waitresses? Like if you're any kind of celebrity. If you're on an effing reality show, you could probably get them.
Yeah. Oh, Paulie D, I'm sure, could be balls deep in whatever.
Well, he's like I'm saying like if you're just on like Tool Academy.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like as long as it's still in the air. Once the season finishes, you're done. But while it's airing, you're famous.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing, so you have 16 weeks of celebrity.
Here's the thing about Paulie D is, I mean, at least women find him somewhat attractive, so he's kind of up there on the scale, other than he's like a low-rent Italian man. What?
Guido.
There are so many words I was holding back. Like, nope, can't use that, can't use that. No, but like with this guy, he's just like inbred, Irish, ugly-looking bastard.
Yeah, but there's chicks out there, like anyone who's like covered in tattoos, like, ooh, he's tough, you know?
See, I think Jesse James should just end up with this chick. End up with the tat chick, because really, that's what he deserves.
Well, that's what he was married to before. And she was hotter than Sandra Bullock.
Like, I never understood why he would even go with a Sandra.
Money.
Didn't, yeah, I think
the same reason I'd go with Sandra Bullock.
He's just trading up. Yeah, he's obviously a fame hoarder, at least some extent. Yeah, and like, it's like, look what I'm doing. Yeah.
I'm going to the
show
Oscars.
Got canceled.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, how do you think Biggie Smalls got ass?
Exactly. He got shot.
Cut that post mortem, man.
So, yeah, when they dug him up and blew him. I don't think so. But yeah. Wasn't that funny?
Yeah, it was.
Coughing with a little Johnson hole.
By the way, did you see the South Park episode I told you to see that was in relation to all this?
Yeah, it did have the Jesse James.
We played it as the intro. Yeah.
That was? Okay, I mean, I just walked in late, but I mean...
Yes, you did.
Well...
No, I'm kidding, man. It's all good. You're out with the gorgeous Gwen.
Yes.
I was in a dusty room with my mom screaming at me, and so I was probably here at like 8 this morning. I got nowhere else I want to be.
Well, no, it's just that episode touched so well on, like, how literally all these famous guys are getting caught.
Yeah. And it came out before Jesse James.
Why? Why are rich, successful men suddenly going out and trying to have sex with lots of women?
There you go.
How old is that episode?
It's like Wednesday. 4 days. Yeah. Here,
it's kind
play.
Of a light episode.
Let me all agree, like... It's a good idea.
Why are rich, successful men suddenly going out and trying to have sex with lots of women?
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
All right. She heard it now.
Finally.
I gave her the headphones. I don't need them anymore.
You know what?
I don't know. That episode, like, it's kind of hit or miss.
What are we...
I don't know. I was upset about their last season finale. That really pissed me off.
That's cool. I'm listening
to... Oh, the P episode?
The P park, yeah. It was so stupid.
No, I mean, like, the song about minorities? That was effing great.
It was pretty funny.
Like, it says the lazy river has never been lazier.
That was the best part was Cartman, like...
His nightmare. His nightmare was the best. I saw that movie. See it like a minority. I've seen that movie.
Say it like a minority.
I love that.
No, that was good in the song. Like, it's just like the lazy river has never been lazier. Is it filled with Spanish people?
Oh, man. All right, shall we get to the Tiger Woods sexting, which
Why
is
not?
More of the same?
Yeah.
More of the same. I mean, we all know the Tiger saga by now. He was cheating with everything. There was kind of rich-looking broads. There was a bunch of dirty girls. Porn stars. I mean, he was hitting everything across the board.
He's a nasty man.
He puts Jesse James to shame.
Well, I was talking about this last night with, like, Alex and all them. I mean, you got to figure the only reason he got married is just because
just
his
for image.
Agents, yeah, like, oh, you'll get more sponsors if you have this image of a family man.
Effing faker than a Rock Hudson wedding. Are you kidding me?
It also helped that the chick he married was also ridiculously hot. Have you seen the nudes of her from, like, when she first got with him?
No.
Oh.
Nudes?
Yes.
But, I mean, she's a whore, too, because, like, you think she would marry his ugly, goofy-looking ass if he made, like, $40,000 a year?
No.
So she's no better than the rest of them.
She kind of got what was coming in a couple ways.
Yeah. F her. I don't feel bad for her.
It's
like, would you really be with this guy if he was broke? Or he was, like, an average dude? No.
Well, it's how money changes everything.
Yeah, like, so that's why she's sticking with him now.
Like Chris Rock said, if OJ wasn't rich,
well,
she wouldn't be OJ.
She's sticking with him now because part of their prenup or something is that if she sticks it out like another year or two, she's entitled to like that much more money. That's why she's sticking it out. It has nothing to do with
and the fact that she's even sticking around makes her even more of a whore. Like if she had any dignity, if you found out someone you supposedly love cheated on you with like 50 people.
I would be gone.
And it's played out. Like, imagine if this just happens to you in your private life. But this is all over the effing world media.
I'd be so
gone.
You look
like a jackass the entire world over.
No, I'd be if I learned to any capacity, someone had actually screwed around.
Yeah, unless you got 385 mil coming your way. Then you're like, that's not so bad.
I'd hold the effing video camera if I had 385 million coming my way.
Exactly.
I would not care.
So
I would be like, do you two need towels afterward? Sir, you know?
So I mean, like, the only one you should feel sorry for are the kids because they have nothing to do with anything.
Yeah,
and their sham marriage, like Troy McClure.
I don't
and
feel
Selma.
Sorry for that.
Do you think celebrities regret, or do you think celebrities wistfully look back at the time when they could cheat as much as they wanted without having it spread to the internet and getting caught?
Yeah, hell yeah. Of course. That's what I was saying. Like all this stuff now, like the joke on South Park, like, why are men all of a sudden having sex? No, it's because TMZ's around now, and like, anytime they go out to a restaurant or anything, there's like 30 paparazzi.
There was a time when Elvis would just raw dog whatever the hell he wanted, knock up a couple broads, and then he'd be like, you know, this would destroy my image, and they're like, okay, E, and they'd ride the coat hanger right there.
Well, I was gonna say, like, where are all these kids?
Yeah, that was that, man. Like, multiple girls have come forward. They're like, yeah, I killed little baby king.
Because there's no such thing as, like, paternity suits back then.
Yeah. Like, unless the kid was born with sideburns, Elvis is just gonna be like, nah, man.
No, look at one of the French prime ministers. Like, on, like, 20, 30 years ago, a guy had, like, 20 kids out of wedlock.
Yeah.
And that's having, he, like, they were 20 kids that were born.
Internet giveth and it taketh, man. I'm suddenly rethinking this whole thing.
And then, like, look at Bill Clinton. He gets he gets blown in the Oval Office and damn near gets impeached.
Never mind. I am not going to have money. So the internet's purely a good thing in this world.
No, as long as you're single, no one cares. That's the thing.
Yeah. All right.
It's the fact that these dudes are married that it's like, oh, they're so morally bereft.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Tiger Woods was single and he was porking everything that moved, like, no one would really care. It's just the fact that we all get to point our effing finger.
It'd be
like
stories
Scarface.
You could laugh about. Yeah. Nothing more.
But no, I mean, have you ever heard of like a news story like, oh, this single male celebrity, like George Clooney, banged
Wayne,
a cocktail.
Lil Wayne teabagged two girls after a concert. Be like, yes, yes, he did.
No, he's disgusting. Like, I was reading.
Wasn't Lollipop a good song, folks?
I was reading like the Rolling Stone interview with him because he's going to, or I guess he's in prison now or jail. Like, he has two newborns from two different kids that are like, 5-7
weeks
apart.
Two newborns from two different kids?
Or from two different women.
What a pervert.
But yeah, it's like, oh, this kid, and this, you know, this is my 5-week-old son, and this is my 13-week-old son. It's like, that couldn't have come out of the same snatch.
Well, Joel, who is it? Cromartie from San Diego, who's got, I think it's 7 kids with 6 women in 5 states?
See, I don't know about
it's a great
him.
7-6-5.
I'm more used to Sean Kemp and all the other NBA players than that. Or what's the one running back who Travis Henry, who had like a huge contract, but he also had like 8 kids with like 9 women, and then he sat there and did all this stupid stuff with Denver. I don't remember if it was drug related or if it was just insubordination, but basically his contract got voided, and all of a sudden he's supposed to have like what, 15 or 30 million for his kids, and suddenly he has like nothing, and he's bankrupt.
And you know, I'm sorry, again, these chicks are, they're down with the raw dogging because they're like, I'm with a guy who's got cash. And especially like that kind of celebrity cash, it's so ephemeral. You know, they're not like sucking off Warren Buffett or something. Like, if you're going to be a tramp, do it safely. Instead, it's like, you know, Lil Wayne's one bad record away from being Rick James. Let's be honest.
That's a great way to put Lil Wayne.
It's true,
that
man.
Was perfect.
Do you think Lil Wayne has actual, like, changed the world wealth? No, he can buy some chains and some good cars.
I don't know. He's recorded several really big albums. You got to figure
he's got a lot of
musicians
cash.
Don't make, like,
they don't well,
and
he's got an
like
entourage
actors.
And everything. I know that, but I'm just saying he's not like scraping the bottom of the barrel. He's not like, you know, some new brand new.
Was
artist.
It Chris Rock who said there's a difference between rich and wealthy?
Yeah.
Like wealthy, you know, it lasts for generations. Rich is gone with the drug habit and a bad summer.
He's rich right now.
He's rich, yeah.
And like he's not even as rich as like
even
a
Tiger
rock
Woods
man.
Is just rich.
No, he's
no Tiger Woods is wealthy.
He's like
Tiger Woods
the
is
the only athlete to make more than a bill.
Yeah.
Really?
He's wealthy.
All right, I'll
There's
put Billy
no
in
no doubt there.
No, I mean, he probably ranks on, like, the world's richest people. There aren't that many billionaires.
If you've got 7 figures in your bank account, you are wealthy.
Well, apparently
do not call Tiger Woods an athlete. Please don't.
A part of his wealth.
Good point.
Don't.
His skill. He's a poet, too, apparently, because Jocelyn James has put up some of these texts that he allegedly sent to her.
No, I don't think there's any alleged about it. I don't think people would publish this if they didn't trace it back to his number.
It's
very easy. Okay, here's the source number. Is that Tiger Woods' number? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. For my money, at least at first, this is just a smattering of them. They start off pretty tame.
They don't publish the best ones. You have to like read through the whole thing.
Oh, I don't have that kind of time. The first one, I would love to have the ability to make you soar. That doesn't sound like
sounds
hot.
Like he's
wishing he had a bigger prick or something. Like, I wish I could do this, but I can't. So let's go to McDonald's.
And you're a porn star.
Yeah, exactly. Throwing a hot dog down a hallway. I wish you weren't a whore so that I'd make you sore. Ta-da. Lil Wayne. But, yeah, so for my money, again, God, it's like the fifth Chris Rock reference, but what did Chris Rock say?
Diamond dick.
No, no. If you want to get something done with your girlfriend, you ask with some bass in your voice. You say it. You don't ask it. He's like, excuse me. Excuse me. Could you lick my balls? Like, what? What'd you say? No, you say he's like, that's how you end up like with dry balls.
No, you say it forcefully.
Say it forcefully. That's what he does, right, Gwen?
Who wants damn to straight. Sex Matumbe's balls?
Yeah.
Damn straight.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right, ladies. Yeah.
My man gets it. He gets his. So we have text number two. In a week, I will try to wear you out.
What the F? Like, what is wrong with this dork?
Like, what kind of check minus sexting is this? I will try wear you out, but I might be busy.
Where are the interesting ones? Where are the real F?
You
got
to get to, like, the golden shower.
Yeah, the golden shower one.
There's a I didn't pull the golden shower one.
Because like, you can't even log on to the damn website. Like, every time I try to go on the actual website.
Oh, I was on it earlier today.
Yeah, really? He has, like, golden showers and S&M and all this other stuff that he texted.
Well, at least some of it where I'm like, okay, this guy actually does know how to swing. Like, he can do a ramathon. You know, he can show me how to swing. But the third one, after I rhymes with bum, after I complete, you better start essing my rooster to get it hard. I mean, that's a little dirtier, but that's just kind of like a friendly bit of advice.
Are these his words?
Like, this is how you do that. Oh, these are his words.
These are his words?
Yeah, this is the Shakespeare of our time.
This guy is a retard.
This is what he really was sending to women.
Yeah. All I know is if my game was at this level, I would still be a virgin at 29.
Wow.
This is not smooth sexting.
Well, it's like, I forgot who was talking about this. I think it was LeVar and Duke. They're saying, like, you know, you gotta figure this guy didn't have a childhood. It's almost like Michael Jackson. Like, his dad probably made him practice golf, like, hours a day, every day. So,
oh, yeah.
Lord knows where he finally, like, lost his V card. So it's just like, you know, now he's going nuts. He's like the opposite of Michael Jackson.
Oh, he's just like a complete poonhound.
Regressing, right, into wanting to be a child. He's, like, trying to, like, catch up on being an adult.
If it weren't for the fact that he was rich, he would need to be on Mysteries, the pickup artist show on VH1. Because his game is so bad.
No. He'd be,
he's just a goofy-looking MF-er. Like, he's skinny. He's got these huge effing, like, white teeth.
We need to play the voicemail. I'm feeling the voicemail right now.
Tiger. Hold on.
I'm high.
Hey.
If you could erase all of my, you
got to hear what the
thing.
If
like,
you could erase all of my
how tears, effing
like, right
stupid
now,
is this guy? Like you're leaving all this evidence.
Hey, it's Tiger.
There we go. Setting the mood.
I need you to do me a huge favor.
Do me a huge favor.
That's right.
Please, you got to do this for me. Can you take your name? Off your phone.
Name off your phone.
My wife went to my phone and maybe call.
Okay. I
get another
like
thing about the internet.
Music.
I don't know. People do that now within like 48 hours of this thing like hitting the
that?
Press.
Okay, it's like a long day at work right there.
No, I've heard that. I thought there was another one.
I just like the R&B one. That's the best.
Yeah.
I remember
the. Off my phone.
Yeah, that's I remember right. hearing the take your name off my phone like my wife thinks.
Boy, is
yeah.
he smooth or is he smooth?
What an effing idiot.
He would benefit from Mystery.
Yes. Yeah, oh God.
No, just, you don't leave evidence.
Learn how to peacock.
Ever.
What you need to do is carry a golf club with you at all times. A diamond one.
Your dumbass thinks, like, even if she deleted the text off her phone, you think the phone company can't
retrieve
that?
There's records
that?
Of everything everywhere.
It never goes away, you stupid ass.
It's like herpes. That ass will follow you.
Yeah.
I mean, think about if you worked at the phone company or something, you could easily
that would
pick
be power.
Yeah, the police all the time.
Selling that
like,
to TMZ, like
they
like
don't get rid of
out.
That stuff. It stays there, at
all
least for a very long period of time.
All right, Gwen, are you sitting down for this next bit of erotica?
Oh, I can't wait.
Does that have to do with the butt?
I want Joel.
Can you hear the excitement in my voice?
Yeah, Joel, stare deeply into Gwen's eyes as Gwen imagines this coming out in a Joel voice.
All right.
I want to treat you rough, throw you around, spank and slap you.
What a tool.
Wow, Tiger.
Way to say it like a man.
That's just so hot.
That's not something where you ask permission. You do it, and if she doesn't press charges, you did it well.
God.
His wife must be an effing ice queen.
Yeah. I mean, that's always just the stereotype of any, like, Nordic person or whatever. They're just robots.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
And it's all true.
She's, like, asking permission. It's like, dude, you're famous and rich, and this is some effing whore, like, banging two guys at the same time for $1,500.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to ask permission to do this to her?
Oh, God. I don't even know if I want to read the next one, because I think we're played in the green room, and I just saw Squire walk by.
I'll read it.
Why did he leave?
Squire's so nice and classy. And
does it have to do with seeing in the egg? That's like one of the better ones.
It might have to do with a certain something going into something else where it doesn't normally go. But certain demographics might...
insemination going wrong.
Okay. Well, before we get to that, there's...
When you go to the in vitro clinic and they inseminate you when you're lying on your back. And they're on your stomach as opposed to your back.
And they're drunk and things go horribly wrong, yeah. So I want to slap your face, treat you like a dirty little boar.
You little hua.
You hua.
You hua.
Put my rooster in your donkey and then shove it down your throat.
Oh.
So, wait.
He's talking A to M.
He is talking A to M.
I'm pretty sure I've done that.
I
mean, really. At what point? Like, whatever.
I guess I have, but you outgrow. Like, the first few times you're with people, you see what you can get away with. And then it dawns on you, wait, there was no scope used between me doing that and then the kissing after the fact. So.
Dude, this doesn't make any sense. Why would he... If he is doing her, he has all this money, right? He's got tons. Yeah, if he is actually doing her...
Why was he not paying for hitmen?
Why was he sending her texts? What an idiot.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
this guy's a moron.
He's just
sloppy. I mean, it really kills me that people don't think every last bit of their online, any kind of interaction anywhere, is not being surveilled. It is. And it's not even being watched. It's just archived. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Instantly.
I was gonna say, it's not being monitored, but it doesn't disappear.
It's just there.
I've watched enough Forensic Files to know this.
Yeah, you're not killing anyone this day and age. You're not getting away with a damn thing.
And that's the other, I mean, but also, like, you're sending it, like, to effing porn stars. Like, what would make you think that she doesn't take, like, your first nasty text and immediately run to TMZ and say, look what I got?
Like, God, yeah, this woman is established. She'll literally do anything for money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you pay, you know.
You shouldn't have to be a porn star, like, anyone. Like, anyone looking for an effing payday.
Yeah.
What I love is, like, all his mistresses now on, like, the cover of those Essie, like, supermarket tabloids. Yeah, like, they get their own little photo spreads. Like, yeah, how proud your father must be.
Yeah.
To, like, walk through the aisle in the grocery store and see his daughter, like, on the cover of some magazine with the caption, like, I banged Tiger Woods. Look at me.
I literally had that epiphany earlier today. I was looking at something Jocelyn James would have starred in, shall we say, and I was watching that trying to unwind before the show. And, like, I'm just staring at these chicks, and I'm like, God, like, you're someone's daughter, you know? Like, I could have a kid doing this crap. Like, what the hell, man? I mean, you know, I put on my game face, and it got taken care of, but I still wasn't, like, enjoying it as well as I should have.
No, like, all these people are that...
I need a shower.
When you start thinking about morals while trying to jerk...
Yeah, what? It's just, like, really, what drives a broad to that?
Money.
God, like...
Being abused by a father or an uncle.
But especially, like, isn't that your worst nightmare where you're actually good to the kid and she still goes that route? Because that's another fairly common story where it's like, were you abused? Were you diddled? Like, nah, no. I just like sex.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well,
but...
like, Sunny Lane, one porn star, had normal upbringing and everything... Yeah. Her parents manage her porn career. Her parents.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
I've heard of that stuff. That's just
Yeah, Sunny Lane.
Oh, God.
She's Alice in the upcoming Alice in Wonderland porn theme.
Okay.
Oh, that new one.
Yeah,
I heard about
that's her.
That.
That's Sunny Lane.
I don't want porn in 3D, man. You're like cringing, like, ah, coming at me.
It's in my eye.
It's getting bigger.
Yeah.
It's getting bigger.
God.
What happens when it gets smaller?
Porn in 3D. Huh. Oh, God.
It'll happen someday.
Oh, yeah. They're already making the household 3D.
The what?
Household 3D TV is like, what, Joel, like 2 years away? I mean, they're kind of already.
I think ESPN's going to be the first.
It's like probably. Next college football season, they're going to be doing some broadcasts in Haida or in 3D.
Yeah.
That's going to fail.
Except you have to have a 3D TV, and no one's going to own it unless you're incredibly ridiculously rich.
Well, do you have to wear the stupid red and blue glasses?
There's
too?
Honda. Two different types. It's like beta versus VHS, and yeah, one of them.
The only person with a 3D TV will be Tiger.
The lady. They make you wear the lady goggle glasses. Yeah.
And his wife will crack it with the golf club, and that'll be that. All right. The other big story for those that aren't into what Wiener is going where is March Madness.
Yes.
Which Joel has he's been practically humping at the desk. I've been whetting his appetite with this. Joel, March Madness, is it your favorite time of year?
It is right up there with the Super Bowl. I mean, and especially Thursday and Friday, which is the best time because you still have hope for your brackets. Before that, you've been like talking to everybody about getting them into your pool, or if you're in one, you know, how you're going to do and what you've picked and everything else. I mean, by the end of the first weekend, if you're still in it, you're kind of excited. If you're not, then you just don't care.
Exactly. That's kind of how I am with it. I'm not into basketball, period. Don't really care for college sports a ton, but I'll get psyched up for March Madness, man.
I mean,
I'll watch
everybody
it.
Does. I mean, my office, for example, I mean, we had 22 different people enter the office pool I'm running.
Yeah.
And the majority of them never watched a single game of college basketball during the season.
Yeah, I'll watch maybe one.
They may have heard of some of the schools based on, you know, maybe when they used to watch it or maybe when they went somewhere or heard of something, you know. But for the most part, most of them just no knowledge, no care, no anything. But they get psyched up for it because everyone's doing it. It's a way for everyone to bond. Because you never – some it's every other year, it's some random person who picks very randomly who's going to win.
Who's going to win.
And then they win.
And that's kind of my beef with it. I don't pay enough attention, but everyone wants to do brackets. And I'm one of those weirdos where I can care, you know, not a damn about something until I'm losing at it. And then I'll go ape-ass. Like, you could put me in a random bracket. You could even do my picks for me. And I wouldn't care up until I started losing, and then I'd be just distraught for 2 weeks. So I don't do the bracket thing if I can help it. I'll just flip it on for the first few days, like you said, and I'll catch some matchups here and there because it's great. It's just back-to-back games.
I mean, the thing, what drives March Madness is a combination of the common interest of the common man combined with the upsets, and everybody becomes a fan. I mean, that's why you had, like, in my office, for example, when Murray State beat, Vanderbilt with that buzzer-beating shot, you heard four or five different people in my office scream out at the same time because they're watching online on the computer at work.
So for those that listen, Joel is just, he's big into sports overall, and he's good with a gamble, shall we say. If you've watched Casino, He's Ace Rothstein to some extent, at least.
Yeah, my brackets are actually looking fairly good right now.
Okay, but what is your...
Joel, I'm sorry, but I just remember that one weekend that every team you picked to win lost.
I think that was my first time I picked anything on the show, and I think I went 1-3. But then I redeemed myself like after that and every week after. I have to point that out.
I just love Matt delighting.
Also,
that.
I'd like
this
to
is like one
also,
memory.
You do realize the picks I talk about in the show are not the ones I actually bet on, right?
Oh yeah, I gave you random picks.
You just let the listeners bet on them.
No, I don't encourage
them. I
marched them
to my destruction. The
hell
of them.
I don't encourage them to take anything. If what I do is very much off the air, it's just anything I talk about in the air is not something I'm going to gamble on.
Okay, I'm still just watching Matt crack up.
I'm sorry.
I wanted to familiarize the audience because to me it's a little curious, especially now that you've got the great girlfriend Gwen. Gwen, what was he like in the days leading up to March Madness? Because I imagine him like completely, you know, you're rubbing his shoulders like, baby, and he's like, what? Get away, bitch! And you know, he's studying his picks and trying to figure out how he's going to do his brackets, and you know, you're just completely neglected for like a week leading up to it.
I mean, no, not
it really. Okay,
it was
so Joel
chill. We
kept his stuff together.
Yeah, we hung out.
First of all, she's in one of the pools I'm running.
Okay, I know so because Gwen, you're into sports too. Or what do you have season tickets to and all that?
Yeah.
But she went to IU.
I went to Indiana, and we're not even existent right now. We're in the rebuilding mode, if you will. And so, thanks to Calvin Sampson and pretty much effing up our whole. Situation over there. So, yeah, I pretty much follow college basketball and am addicted to it and all of that. But, yeah, no, like, huge fan of the Redskins.
Wow. You two are a good pair, then.
Season tickets and Wizards and all that fun stuff. So, yeah. But, yeah, I've been following it. I mean, I am not as awesome of a bracket.
So what is the prep of Joel, then? What is he like going into battle?
I mean, I don't know. Just he picked his stuff, and I picked really last minute and just kind of picked some.
He did it on the side before.
He's all sneaky about it. I have no idea. I spent three hours. That's
it.
It's 3 hours.
Guys just know.
Damn, I was looking for a good, like, 10 minutes to kill on the show. God, what are we going to scramble to now?
What? As far as what to talk
about? Yeah, I thought he would, like, binge and purge and meditate. And
the goals gym incident.
Oh, the guy freaking out.
Oh, we got a call.
Son of a bitch, we have a caller. Hate you. All right. Da-da-da.
What you want?
Hello, caller.
I'm really calling all this college.
On my phone.
What? Is this...
I got a question for all this college basketball stuff. This
okay. Is, all right. Who is this stranger I've never spoken to before?
Yeah, this I really want to know about the brackets and the Final Four stuff, but what my question is Will wearing shorts?
Yeah, how the F did you...
he's got to be looking at the webcam.
Oh, I'm on the webcam. All I'm seeing is like a pair of like chicken feet sticking out like at the bottom of the webcam. Like, I can't tell if it's like a skinny little teenage girl that I want to... Like, all I see is the legs sticking out.
Well, put up your legs so he can... Get some cuts.
Oh, God. Get a tan.
Actually, do you shave your legs?
Yeah.
Well, I shave my whole body.
Shave your whole body? Yeah. Are you a swimmer?
No.
Is this Rich Killian?
No. I don't know what you're talking about. This is one of our many listeners.
Why do you shave your body?
I don't like body hair.
I mean, I don't like body hair on women, but, like, why do you not like it on yourself?
There was a Caesar who was like that.
I don't. It's
nasty. I know a girl who's like that.
What?
Nothing.
But yeah, so I'm going to the gym afterwards, so that's why I'm wearing shorts.
Okay, I'm not going to break the dead silence.
Are you going to be wearing those shoes? Are those workout shoes?
No, skating shoes.
Yeah, like. you're going to work out in skating shoes?
You can work out in any shoes. Arnold used to go barefoot.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen people work out in, like, Timberlands.
A lot of people do that for ankle support, man.
A lot of people.
What did you say?
I love black men.
All right. Rich, wait. Damn it. I shattered the illusion. What do you want, Killiam, now that we've blown it?
Oh, that's all I wanted. I just saw these legs in the bottom frame of the webcam, and I was like...
How did your night go, by the way? Weren't you trying to get some...
Just get all hot and bothered.
Yeah, he probably got wood from that.
Weren't you trying to lay a confused 23-year-old?
Oh, what, last night?
Yeah. How did that go?
Did you strike out?
You can tell.
I got pulled over while drunk. That was pretty fun.
Oh. Please tell me you're kidding.
Nope.
Did you get a Dewey?
It is quite the story. I was right at that threshold where
we got like 10 minutes to kill. Bring it.
Yes.
Well, it's just like I had the, I had like a beer with the burger. And then a wine afterward.
Wait, so you take this girl, you go up to Fredneck, Maryland, where this girl's located, right?
No, we ended up going to D.C. It was a lot of driving.
Okay.
Where in D.C.?
Like, DuPont Circle.
We're in DuPont.
Oh, God. Joel the Playboy doing his...
We're in DuPont, like, freaking DuPont Circle. What do you know that you're wearing?
I'm just
DuPont.
Trying to figure out what joint. That's all.
Oh, thanks, baby. I don't know.
Are you making this story up?
No, it's legit. He called me while lost last night.
Okay, so you're in DuPont. You're out with this girl. You have... A beer and a wine.
Yeah, DuPont
and
with a girl. Go on.
Yeah, anyway, so I'm like right at that point where, I know I'm good to drive. Like, I think it's what, the limit's two drinks, but I don't know what it is in D.C. I know in Virginia it's like a couple drinks.
Two drinks.
They were like big drinks, So I'm like, and I just had the last one, so I don't really want to get pulled over at all,
Mm-hmm.
And I see a cop and I'm just like, effing hate cops. I'm just like, I guess I was acting paranoid or something.
Okay, Ice Cube, continue.
Did you flick him off or something?
No, the cop's just like looking over at me. He's got his little computer out. He's kind of going slow. And I have to like pass him and like get in front of him in like the next 50 feet to make my exit. I'm like, I have to do this. Usually I'll just like, I'll literally like drive the other direction just to avoid a cop. I'll be like,
why don't you
there?
Slow
okay,
down
go,
and yes. get behind him?
yeah, I'll slow down. I'll do whatever.
No, but I mean, like, why did you have to get in front of him? Why couldn't
is
you get behind?
Is
this
kind of sketchy?
It was a DC. There was, like, a car behind me. So I would have had to, like, slow up traffic and call even more attention on myself, you know? So I'm like, okay.
No, if you have your blinker on.
And if you're braking, I mean, they have to brake and stay behind you and just let you cut over. I mean.
Well, this is the thing. Like,
ride him. He's drunk, man. He's not thinking straight. Go on.
The thing is, I'm pretty sure the cop was like looking at me, like following me. He was like,
probably because you were looking at him.
Were you driving that fruity little bug that everyone looks into because they think some hot piece of ass is going to be driving it? I literally saw your car on the road driving into the station, and it was the smoking hot blonde with a stupid, like, one of those coexist stickers, and she was enjoying a cigarette. And I was like, this is what should be driving the Killiam mobile.
Yeah,
in the same shade and everything. So the cop probably pulled you over just because he's mad he's not seeing a hottie.
Yeah.
And he just sees your friggin' graying mop top.
There was a hottie next to me, though.
Okay. So he looks over and he sees you.
The point is, so I get in front of him to take the exit, but before I can get on the ramp, the lights go flash on, big-time lights. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. I was effing myself, man.
Yeah. Did you say effing yourself?
Because no, he said essing.
Okay. Because that's how I deal with stress.
John, you know how paranoid I am with cops. I mean, I don't know if everyone's like, I just really, really, really don't like cops.
We all do.
No one does.
When those lights come on, that means you effed up.
Yeah.
All right, so what happened from this point?
How did it go?
So he pulls me over. I'm like, I'm putting my game face on and everything. I'm thinking about John's story where he, like, I don't know, he was way beyond the threshold I was at.
Oh, where I Jedi'd myself out of a DUI?
That was hilarious. Yeah. I remember the night you called me about that.
Was that the night you were with me?
Oh, maybe I've done it multiple times, but I know one time I was like completely smashed and just lit a cigarette.
I warned you about
when
that checkpoint.
Went through the checkpoint.
Yeah. I went through it anyhow.
I texted you. I was like,
in
don't
front
go
of you.
I was drunk, man.
No, I was like right in front of you, I think.
Yeah. All right, go on.
So I rolled out of the window. I start getting my license out. Dude's like, hey, how you doing this evening? You're in luck tonight. Computer made a mistake. You can ignore.
Oh, they thought your car was stolen?
I don't know. That's all he said.
Wow.
What the F?
The computer made an error.
What, so he has, like, the effing Knight Rider robot car telling him, like, pull your car over?
He's a thief, Michael.
Mexicans are lazy.
I really don't know, but I was like, I'm not even going to ask a question. I'm going to pull out and get out of here.
That is wise.
Wow, well done. Well,
So after you left the scene, you're with your lady friend, correct?
Yeah.
How did that turn out?
Oh, Joel. Josh? Joel? Forget.
It's Joel.
Joel.
Thanks.
Been on the show with him. God.
I'm such a prick.
Why did you pull me over, John?
Go on.
You obviously don't know me. I never get any. I mean, nothing ever happens.
How long has it been now, if you want to announce that on air? We already have. Come on.
Well, no, it hasn't been that long, but, I mean, it just generally doesn't happen, so.
Long in a geological sense, we're talking. It's been a ways.
Was it like
human years.
Was this like a first date, or what was the scenario here?
No, I really wasn't. I was just, she had never seen D.C., and so I was new to the area, so.
I'll put it this way.
So was this the first time you'd ever gone out with her like this?
Yeah. It's interesting, actually, because, like, I...
Gerbils have lived and died since Killiam last got his ding-dong touched.
Screw you, John.
Yeah.
Screw you.
All right. So, thank God. You weren't broke enough, so at least you don't have a DUI to contend with.
Oh, that would have been very much not cool.
All right. So,
No, it was all good. It was all good. But, no, nothing happened.
Just like this show.
It's just interesting, like, because this broad had a car when I was in France, and she was driving me around, and all of a sudden, I've got the car, and she's, like, in the middle of nowhere. And I was, like, I felt like freaking Bill Gates, man, I was, like, on a power trip. She would have done anything for me, but I was
with the little Volkswagen flower in your dashboard.
Dude, I could have had a freaking Yago or whatever, and she would have been like worshiping me.
Well, you should have just pulled over in the middle of nowhere and be like, the car's out of gas.
Yeah.
She looks at the gasometer or whatever the F says, no, it's not. Like, yeah. It is unless you blow me.
I probably should have done that.
Yeah, just unzip your pants and say it's not going to drive itself.
I didn't pull it out for air.
We get one of those pretty bumper stickers that says ass, ass, or ass. No one rides for free.
I need to get one of those.
Better than the original.
All right, Rich. Well, I hope you have some fun with your lady friend.
All right, dude.
All right, later.
Do work.
Later. Dude, watch it be like Kip from Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, God.
Dean, like, the really big black chick. Watch that be Rich's girlfriend.
La Fonda.
La Fonda.
La Fonda.
Rich is dating La Fonda.
Don't remember, of course, remember how she spelled it,
too.
Oh, God.
La Fonda.
All right. I don't know if people have made it to the end of this one. This was not one of our better efforts, but whatever. Did you have fun?
I had fun.
All right.
And the Squire's here, so you know it's time to go.
Yeah, Squire's here. Thank God to relieve me. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. You can listen again.
Or trying to.
What? Trying to. If you made it this far, God bless you. Again, the show's called Papa's Basement. You can listen every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., www.fcac.org/weber. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. Website found at inpapasbasement.com. Coming up next, we have Squire bringing us some Night Train memories. Guys, say your goodbyes, and then I'll try to shut off the mics before you can.
See you.
Bye.
God.
Go ODU.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.